A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, June 26th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the International Day in Support of Torture Victims.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the International Day in Support of Torture Victims.
On December 12th, 1997, by Resolution 52149, the United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 26 June, the United Nations International Day in Support of Victims of Torture, with a view to the total eradication of torture and the effective functioning of the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. 26 June is therefore an opportunity to call on all stakeholders, including UN member states, civic society, and individuals everywhere to unite in support of the hundreds of thousands of people around the world who have been victims of torture and those who are still being tortured today.
In a press statement released today, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights said in a court in Zimbabwe, it is regrettable that 37 years after attaining independence, the culture of torture and the impunity that follows this act persists. Regrettably, cases of mental and physical torture, ill-treatment and other cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment continue to be intentionally inflicted on women, men, children, mainly at the instigation of state and non-state actors. The human rights group adds that torture is a crime under international law and the systematic or widespread practice of torture constitutes a crime against humanity and hence it is absolutely prohibited and cannot be justified under any circumstances. It further says that it is disturbing that torture has not yet been criminalized even though Section 53 of the Constitution enshrines a freedom from torture or cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment and reiterates the prohibition of torture under international law.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, labda sikhuluma ngelaqaqathekile usuku lwe International Day yokhangela khona ku abantu abani bakhahlamezwa nxa kuzikhangela ke ngosuku lolu lwenzelwa ukuthi abantu bakhlolisise ukuthi kwenzakala nemhlabeni jikelele siyakwazi ukuthi kula bantu abaningi kakhulu abakhahlanyezwayo emazweni abo lapha nxa sikhuluma ngabantu abakhahlanyezwayo sikhuluma lalabo blessing leZimbabwe kungani bakhona sibili. Siyabona ke iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ikhiphe umlayezelo ukuthi eZimbabwe ukhanya ngazani ukuhlukuluzwa lokukhahlanyezwa kwabantu kuqhubekela phambili ngakho bafuna ukuthi kume sibili ngoba bathi akumelanga kube khona
okuka Gibbs nasi trouting ngechitasa nenyaya yekutochwa kwevanhu vamwe vanoti vanenge vachiitwa kafira mberi vachibva mukutochwa anobva vafa zviri kutaurwa nemasangano akawanda wanda anoshanda munyaya dzekuchengetwa kwekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe ndezvekuti izvo kunyange hazvo papera makore makumi matatu nemanomwe nyika yawana kuzvitonga kuzere nyaya yekutochwa nekumbunyikidzwa kwevanhu nekutyorerwa kodzero dzevanhu iri kuramba ichienderera mberi dzimwe nguva zvinonzi zvinoitwa nemapurisa mauto nevamwe vanhu vasori nevamwe vakadaro daro asi kunyango zvazvo kuri kutyorerwa kwebumbiri remutemo nyaya dzakadai dziri kuramba dzichienderera mberi uye kuna wanu waka wanda muzimbabwe omu waka tojkwa waka wanda wanu zianyaya zana Justina Mukoko, wana Job Scala, wana Gabriel Shumba, wana Ray Choto, wana Shanda Panapa na Mshakabu Chavunduka Mark Chavunduka ndi vamwe vaka mbo tushko ni mauto asi jinozi uku kushkora kodzero dzevanhu Gibbs.
Yeah, I think we've got two of our guests. That is Mr. Tewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. He's based in Johannesburg. We also have Justina Mukoko, director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project. So good evening, Mr. Mavinga, and good evening, Ms. Mukoko.
Good evening, Gibbs, and blessings.
Good evening, how are you?
We are very fine, how are you?
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Let's start with Ms. Mukoko. Ms. Mukoko, how significant is this day to you?
I think this is a very important day, especially against the backdrop that we are still struggling with ratifying the Convention Against Torture.
And you are also, I don't know if I can call you a survivor or a victim. They are going by a victim of this torture. You were in some few months ago, you had gone to court to make people accountable. Just tell us briefly about your experience.
Okay. I think I had a terrible experience when I was tortured. And probably days this give one an opportunity to sort of reflect, because like I'm always saying to people, I think there are many more people who have faced the issue of torture, and I think it's more difficult for those who have not been able to speak about it. For some of us, because we have spoken about it, there have been processes that have been rolled out to assist the situation. So I think for me, it's really imagining those people who have not spoken about it, because even for me, having spoken about it, I recognize how expensive and time-consuming it is for someone really to deal with a situation of having been tortured.
Gibbs. Mr. Mavinga, can you give us your take on this day?
Thank you. It is June 26th is an important day to reflect and think about one of the most, I would say, horrific and heinous crimes that is perpetrated by agents of the state through beatings and other forms of torture, really, for the purpose of extracting information. But why it is very important for Zimbabwe is because Zimbabwe has a very long history of violence and the use of torture by state agents going back to the early 1980s, the days of Gukura Wundi. The beatings, the killings, the disappearances, many, many people have been tortured. But what is even more painful is that this torture, this crime of torture, which continues to this day, is not punished. It is happening with impunity. So you would find that my sister Justina Mukoko, her story is well documented. But if we ask now, what has happened to those people responsible? There hasn't been any accountability or justice. And this is the biggest travesty in Zimbabwe. This is really the thing that we need to look at to say there hasn't been any accountability since independence. All these years, you can talk of the 2008 cases of torture, which are around what we could say politically motivated state-sanctioned violence, which includes torture, inhuman treatment, degrading treatment. There hasn't been any accountability. The 2013 Constitution is very clear that torture is outlawed, but there hasn't amendment of the existing laws to ensure that it's criminalized and people are punished. But the problem in Zimbabwe is that those behind torture often get rewarded because they do it in the name of the state.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Regatsori mtereredu yekutanga mukoma Donald ku South Africa. Makadi mukoma Donald.
Ndofara mukoma Blessing makadi iko.
Aiwa isu tiri nani tipewo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Donald.
Ndinongoona hangu kuti pfungwa dzangu dzinongovawo pakuchoro kusora. Kutocha kunoitwa kutocha kunoitwa vanhu. Zvinhu zvakashata zvinogwadza zvinokwadzisa vanhu. Zvinozokuti kuti mutano womunhu utokanganisika upenyu hwake hwese. Ndorangarira vajobhu sikala pandaivawo chitaura ipapa redio yedio ine pare vachiti waigunziswa takata like foni vachiti unongochigunzisiwa chichidavira kana pamwoyo nyange any party kana ukaisa kunzwa ushoka kunenge uchihwa chidavira pamwoyo kuri kukanganisa munhu ikoko avo hazviiti kuti munhu agozoita munhu mutano ndiwe ndinogwadziwa navatetejesina mukoko ava iche nde every time ndechigona kuona kana vari online pafacebook vari pivaisi papa vacha ndechitogwadziwa ndonyaya yandotanga kufunga pose pandinongovaona zitaraautiro pavanenge vakomenda kana pai munhu akambogara vasingazikamwi pavari vachitochiwa tototadza tiko zvino manje maelections ariko gore rinouya kudaiwo nezvinhu zviri kungoitikaitika izvi toona kuti ndezvekukomanyira pfungwa dzedu kuti vanhu vachadhisapia vachingoitwa maitigoiwawo saka ndongoti hangu ha kana vatoita vachizviitaiwo vachizviita vachianisa zita remasiya iwo kana kuti hatingaone mastate security agency ngavarege vasiyanawo zvinhu hazvi netsika yakadaro nokuti haisi tsika yakanaka yengatingakurudzira kuti nyika igonzi ichiita mbiri yezvinhu zvakadaro ichitaga ita mbiri yekutiwo yakanaka ine ikonomi yakanaka yoita ikonomi mbiri yekuita zvinhu tsika dzakamira hazvina kunaka nokuti kana ede zvazvi zvoshandisirwa kuvanhu veopposition mukazvitari zvazvingoshandisirwi kungoti chero munhu mubva anenge achitasa kuti ari kupikisana nehurumende ndiye anenge achinzi uchi ndotanga kuti waizozva afungigwa kuti haanotsigira opposition kana kuti hatigiri hurumende iripo handozvionetsa beza hatina kumboona vamwe vanenge vachiita sekuti vari federo vanotochiwa tongohwava kuopposition kana vanomotivheta vanhu vaya ndovakatavanatitejesina mukoko ava naivo mukomadhe wamazinga kana kuri kunzi de vainzi vaigara kumba variko kuchivhukuyaka unotosiya kutosvika kumushaka uchishiyosha kuti ndinde ndichinzii pamwe kandasvika ndosikamwa kuzi ndiwo unombosidai kana zvinogwadza.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Kuna mazinga nebasa ravanoita ndoda kutoenda jazi ndo musiya last time phone yavo yanga yakata. Ndoda kuvatenda vamazinga kuti vanoshanda basa risingaiti muZimbabwe. Yange izvi ndo vari kurongwa kuti bhati basa ravanoita iguru. Ndorangarira vakambonoinda nenyaya yetoko mukosi yaiva victims yekutoko mukosi ziya vakaenda naye kuAmerica kuiyo JF Kennedy. Ndorangarira ndikarangarira zvizvozvi manje manje vakaenda kumusha vakaenda kumanzou kwaanoti famuko mabasa anoratidza kuti munhu ane zvido zvevanhu anoti ndo vanhu vatinodaiwa kuti kana dei vaizoda vadehwa vambomirira chivhu mupariamendi varazvetonga kwanaka nokuti ndakahwa vapedzera hwai handivada kumirira masingo
Alright, ngoma Donald, campaign manager wade watichazotaura kana takusika pama primary.
Alright.
Kana kuti wofuma battle rounds zvawanda kudai zvoka roita reach 51.
Yeah, chatinongoda ndivo nyange vakamira vari independent zvati vanohwina mazinga hakoni.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ngoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Alright, mukoko.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tidzokere kuna mzvare mukoko. Chii chakapa kuti muti ini ndoda kutaura nezvakaitwa zvino kuti kazhinji toziva kuti kana vanhu vachitotywa kana kuitwa kafira mberi vanonzi ukangoti bufu chete tinodzoka chii chakakupai chivindi ichocho kuti muti aiwa ini ndoda kutaura zvakaitika
ndofunga chakandipa chivindi ichocho inyaya yekuti nyaya dzetocha idzi inyaya dzatatagara tichibata isusu kuZimbabwe Peace Project saka uchiona kuti kana uri wanzwa rumwe rekupe kuti pane abatwa zvisirizvo ashungurudzwa asi munhu wacho anenge achitya kutaura mune ramangwana unenge wakuona kuti zvimwe zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe hazvizozivi kuti kune zvinhu zvakadaro zviri kuitika saka ndakangofungawo kuti kubuda pachena chinhu chakangonaka kuti vanhu vangoziva kuti zvinoitika ndezvipi kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kazhinji zvinenge zvisina kana kupara mhosva.
Maybe same
ye ngakuti ungasitala ngesintu kunapo kuti wena ungakuwaphumela egcekeni ukhuluma ngakhonoko kuti bakukhahlameza kakhulu njalo lokuthi kambe kungathiwana kuhulumende mkhoko ukwenza ukuthi uhulumende abone ukuthi abantu kabakhahlanyezwa.
Mina okwenza ukuthi ngiphume egcekeni njalo ngibe namandla okukhuluma ngokwakho ukuthi vele ludaba ebesikuphethe eZimbabwe Peace Project ukuthi abantu babebuya besitshela ukuthi basukumeziwe. Kodwa kwesinye isikhathi ubona futhi abesesaba ukuthi akukhulume egcekeni ukuthi kuphume ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi kanti kuyini okwenzakalayo empilweni yabantu. Ngakubona kuqakathekile kimi ukuthi ukwenzela ukuthi ezinye izizalwane zeZimbabwe zibe kwazi ukuthi udubo lolu ludubo esilalo eZimbabwe, ngibone kufanele ukuthi ngikhulume ngalokho okwenzakala kimi. Engingakutsho kuhulumende yikuthi udaba lolu lokuhlukumeza abantu alukho emthethweni, njalo yinto enza ukuthi kube nobunzima empilweni yezizalwane zakuleli ezihlukunyezwayo. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi uhulumende akwenze, ngoba kuzakwenza ukuthi athathe amanye amanyathela, yikuthi avumelane lo mthetho ofana ohambelana okuthiwa yi-Convention Against Torture. Sibona ingani kulamazwe amaningi asefake uphawu lwawo kwisivumelwano soneso. Kati thina sisalelani njengeZimbabwe, sikhuluma thina ukuthi sililizwe elizibusa. Ngoba indlela le eyokubamba ngayo izizalwane zakuleli ayiqondanga, njalo yikwephula ilungelo loluntu.
Yeah, ubambe khonapho ngayenkatshana. So she's saying that you know, some people are afraid of coming out in the open to say they were tortured or, you know, maybe forced to do certain things by the government. And I think that's a great point that he's raising there. If people are quiet about the whole thing, what happens? You know? Yeah.
To zoka kwa muri ndi honorable mavinga zviya kana kuti hamusati mapinda. Hamusati masarudza mapato akawandisa kamapato achitoti vamavinga tichitarisa nyaya yevanhu ivavo vacho vanenge vachiita basa rekutocha vanhu, vamwe vacho vanozikanwa. Asi hurumende hapana zvainoita. Mune ramangwana vanhu havangakwanisi here kuti vaendeswe kumatare munyika kana kunze?
Hongu, kwazvo kwazvo, ramangwana vanhu ivava vanoita zvinhu zvakaipa kudai vanotofanira kuti vamiswe pamberi pematare, nekuti chekutanga zvavari kuita hazvisi pamutemo zvachose. Bumbiro remutemo renyika Section 53 rinotaura pachena kuti nyaya yetocha haitendedzwi, imhosva, haibvumidzwi pamutemo. Nekudaro vanhu vanenge vaine nhoroondo dzese vachiziva zvakaitika nemazita evanhu vakazviita nemusoa zvakaitika nepazvakaitika. Kune masangano akasiyana akanyora akaita tsvakurudzo. Tinoziva vana Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vakanyorawo gwaro rainzi Cries from Goromonzi Inside Zimbabwe's Tortured Chambers. Muzvare Jesina Mukoko vakanyorawo bhuku ravo. Vamwe vakawanda vakanyora zvakawanda. Saka zvese izvi zvinofanira kuti zvizoshandiswa, nekuti mhosva haiori. Inofanira kuti igadziriswe vanhu vagowana chokwadi chiripo. Vanhu vese vari kuhwanda nemunwe vachihwanda nehurumende kuti tiri kuzviita muzita rehurumende vanofanira kuziva kuti hakuna hurumende ichange ichivamira navo, nekuti mhosva idzodzi dzinofanira kuti dzigadziriswe. Saka inenge ichingori chenjedzo kune vamwe vangangoda kuzopinda mumazviri, honai tikuenda kusarudze kuti imhosva huru kwazvo pasina zvinyaya yekuti ingozi. Inotori mhosva kupinda mune zvetochawo. Vanhu ngavarambe kushandiswa, mapurisa, vasori, mauto, kwete. Musarove vanhu, musadeurere vapara vanhu, nekuti imhosva isingaperi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Regai titore mumwe muteereri. Vamudendere, ndizvo here kubhinga uko? Makadii?
Tiripo, makadii?
Aiwa, tiri nando. Ndagona here kutaura zita renyu?
Ndonzi Simba Mudenda.
Mudenda.
Vamudenda. Nyaya iri kunoku Mukoma Blessing. Tiri kutanza nekurohwa. Tiri kurohwa nemagemu chaiwo chaiwo kunoku atigerei nyori settlement. Saka vanhu vari kurohwa zvisingaiti nezuro chaivo, mumudhara akarohwa kuzvimba musoro chaivo chaivo, vakasangana naye muzhira. kwete mpaki.
Vanenge vachirwa munenge muchinzi maita sei ma vhima zviri pamutemo here kana kuti
hatiri kuvhima pane nzvimbo yatigere mvura inonetsa saka padhuze chaipo ndopatinochera mvura saka vakasangana neu unotobviswa faindi unonzi pamwe $200 faindi pamwe worohwa panzi senga Zimbabwe manje zvino vakutanga kuti nyange vakasangana newe munzira so vanotokurova saka hatichazivi kuti tinorohwa tisiri mugemu saka tinoti dai vamavhinga vagoona kuti ipapo vangatiyamura sei because tanzwa kunoku
aiwa zvatinoita vari kuteerera zvakare asi tinovapa nhamba yenyu kuti vauye kuzoongorora muzvare Justin afuti ndo basa ravanoita iroro rekuona kunenge kuchiitika mhirizhonga dzakadai saka patinopedza chirongwa aiwa tinovapa nhamba dzenyu kuti vagotaura nemi
kunonzi kusuru kukaziyo village chaivo havari kurohwa zvisingaiti vanhu manje takutoshayiwa kuti toita sei nyange vakasangana newe munzira vanonechikwere cheiwee tipei faindi $80 hainzwisisiki mari yacho kuti zvinongofamba sei saka zvodaiwo vana misi mukoko avo kuti vagotibatsira kuno
saka komukamangana kumapurisa vari kuti kudii
nyaya yacho haisi kuhitisika umwe munebva wangu akaenda nezuro kuchipatara kuti anobatsirwa asati adzoka kuti inzwe kuti sei nokuti akazvimba musoro unonzi anzi rima nemusoro pasi urime semombe chaiwo uchisiya muforo so nehuma so saka uri kutambura zvisingaiti
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamudhenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu aiwa tichaedza kuti titaure nevanoita zvekodzero dzevanhu nekunzwawo kubva kuhurumende yacho kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei
tinotenda chaizvo muramba muchitifonera
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
maita basi
tinotenda I think Gibbs are hearing those harrowing stories from Binga where the villagers are alleging that they are being tortured allegedly for trespassing into I think it's a game reserve where they'll be allegedly looking for water but he's saying that it's just indiscriminate people are just being beaten and others have been hospitalized in the process
So Ms. Mkoko, here is a case in which maybe you can work on but my question is under such circumstances how do you gather information to say people have been tortured here they've been that kind of thing how do you do it
I think for us, we have people who live in communities who understand the dynamics in their own communities, who provide us with information. And these people are human rights activists who are just concerned about human rights violations and injustice on other citizens. And so that's how we get our information. But at the same time, when we have people who speak like Mr. Mudenda, I think that's another way for us to be able to follow up on cases when we hear people complain in that manner.
Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, from this story and what we continue to hear, this alleged torture is continuing. Why?
Well, a number of reasons blessing why torture continues unabated in Zimbabwe. One of the reasons is impunity, which is that torture is not punished, is that there is lack of thorough investigation by an impartial police force. So once there is a mention that a state agent is involved, be it CIO, be it the army, be it the police, then you can almost be sure that there will not be any thorough investigation. So this is something that is pushing torture. The other thing is that sometimes people are not fully aware of their rights in terms of the Constitution. So I have heard the blessing reports of individuals in communities who have been abused and tortured and beaten by the police
but who somehow think that perhaps it is within the right of the police acting in the course of their duties to beat people up and torture them. That is wrong. It is criminal and it must be punished. Our constitution provides that there should be a mechanism for people to report cases of abuse or torture by the army, by the CIO, and by the police, but that mechanism has not been operationalized. So the lack of implementation of our constitution also makes it easier for people to get away with these things, because that mechanism is not there. It remains only on paper. So we need the constitution to be fully operationalized and for all the laws to be aligned and for torture to be properly and clearly criminalized. So that wherever it is committed, people have got clear steps that they can take for remedy. This at the moment is not happening, and also because of the idea that the highest office in the land appears to be supportive tacitly of these hard-handed methods of torture. So, for example, Blessing, years back when MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai was beaten up and others for protesting in Harare, President Mugabe went on radio in the public saying that the police will bash you if you try and provoke them. Munotashurwa. So that kind of talk from the head of state appears to endorse the idea of use of violence and torture within this culture or system of Zimbabwe. So we need our leadership to be very clear and unequivocal in their condemnation of torture. And then we also need to have the laws and to clean up the police to ensure that whoever commits torture faces the full wrath of the law.
Mm-hmm. Before we take our next caller, just quickly, Ms. Mukoko, does torture as a method of interrogation work? Unfortunately, I think we have lost you. We'll try to get in touch with Ms. Mkoko again. Regaitende kuna mkoma Diogo. Makadi.
Zino parangu. Makadi wa emi blessing.
Ae wa isu tirinani zvedu. Nyayari muda ero mainzi kwa nasi. Ndiye kutoch kwa kwa wani.
Ndaenga izo zitagarata jaira mnika medu muno nekuti chihurumende chiri kwa hezi lezi. Ndiyo ndiyo ekonomiki ndi ano ita hewa ndiyo ekonomiki iso haka daro soka kata zwa daro soka wanenga wasino kugona kuita ekonomiki kutocha kuponda vanu kumbunikiza kuziroze vanu kuchora zizi kuziroze vanu kumbunika ndo basa lano gona ilo rotino zizila so tine ngoti vanu wali kushingiri la pabasa ili tine ngoti kuna maije sina mkoko ngaango shinga chaizo kuti wanunure isu wanawezi mbaba chumbo chika wano kwedu kuno kukuno kudani kumkumbura kuwariko wakawanda nukote wano tocha wacho wakawandi sisa wariko wakazara nika yesi sozi hibasa ni zanupiesi wano itairo sozi munika muno matina rufaro nangu izo ni kupamba kwa wano ita zinu zi wano zi sina ne basarese njoo kugona kwa ungozo wano ita maitika wano ita iwayo Marbe sondera kaira ino ndakanzo kuti kune murungu kuidlenze ari kupambiwa splazi ati izvinhu zvaakarima iye gapacho zvakakumbirira kuti wakoye waite izvinhu zvo zvakazvichiwa waona kuzvipamba basi ndo basa chehurumende yedu iye zvairi kuita but handizive kuti izvozvi izvizvi ari kufunga kuti padzimwe nguva mwari ndiwo wavo wega iwo mwari ndeve munhu wese asi zvichapera chete kuti vana mai Jesina Mukoko nave mubaba ndakanganwa zvitavada kuita kondesta kuita MP aleno kana mari wakomborera ndaoendera mberi vachiita basa iroro kuti basa iroro rikunde nhumbu idzodzi idzidzika dziparadze zvese izvo zviri kuitwa nevanhu ivava tiite nerugaro rakanaka muno munyika yedu yezimbabwe
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Diogo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ya ndinofara hangu asi kuti nini ndiri kuti izvo deno vanhu tingoedza kunenewo vechidiki netesi togoedza kuti tiregesa kuvhota kuregesa kuti tozovhota tikunde zvese izvozvo izvi zvinoitika zvinopera hakuna chisingakere ngatiregei kuneta neizvozvo tikunde hondo yose yoti tiite nemune zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
maita eni mkuru angu. Thank you very much.
Tunotenda shukuru. I think you were there from Diogo saying the solution. Thank you so much, Mr. Diogo. Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Mvinga, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Gibbs.
Now, we've got this convention against torture and other cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. But, you know, this is not working worldwide because it is not justiciable through the law, you know. So how best can it be used, you know, to effectively reduce this kind of torture issue that we're talking about?
Thank you for that. Before I get to your question, I wanted to respond to what Blessing had asked to Justina, whether torture works. Torture does not work. Any evidence that is obtained through the use of torture is not admissible in a court of law. So torture can be a favored way of just inflicting pain, but it does not work. And it has been proven time and again that torture does not work. Now, the Convention against torture, the challenge we have is that Zimbabwe has not ratified that convention, which means that it has not expressed an intention to be bound legally by the provisions of that convention, number one. Number two, after ratification, if that happens, we then need to domesticate the convention, which means to make our own laws in Zimbabwe conform to the requirements set out under the Convention Against Torture. So that convention is powerful and works, but what we need is to get Zimbabwe to a point where it ratifies the convention and domesticates the provisions of that convention.
I understand we have Ms. Mkoko now. Ms. Mkoko?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, the phones are a bit problematic, but I'm happy that you are back now. Now, talking about the issue of torture, it's a very traumatic experience. Does Zimbabwe have those support structures to assist those who have been tortured? Like post-traumatic disorders that come with it can... Is that kind of assistance readily available?
I think like what I said earlier on, it's a very long process, a process that is expensive as well. Yes, there are organizations that try and assist people who have gone through that trauma, and we commend them for doing that. But I think it's sad that because this is being done with impunity by state security agents, government does not play a role in terms of facilitating and providing assistance for all those who will have gone through torture. Because they are still at a level where they are talking about people lying about being tortured. So I think this is where we have got a big issue. And I think like what Dewa is saying, what needs to be done is that if this happens to anyone, because people are doing it with impunity, is that people need to account for their actions. And if that happens and someone knows that what I have done is between me and the individual that I have done this to, I'm sure that we will be able to get somewhere, because people will not be keen to just get into this pool and torture people because they've been doing this for a long time and no one really is asking them to account for what they are doing. So if people are isolated and stand on their own in terms of these cases because it is illegal, it is a crime, then I think people will start to see the logic of not wanting to inflict pain on other people.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yeah, because I'm going to go to the hospital. kuna kukahlanyezwa kwabantu ikona sibili nqa ukhangela
ngiboni ngani udubona ukhona ukuthi kwenziwa yisebenzi zikahulumende eziningi zakhona zithunywa nguhulumende so ukuthi yena ahambe ayo lungisisa izinto azibangelayo kuba ludubo kakhulu ngiboni ngani nje ukukhuluma kade ngiboni ngani ilokhuzeni ihlandla lakuqala ukuthi kube lokuvuma ukuthi bafake uphawu convention against torture. Ngoba lokho kuzakwenza ukuthi la kithi lapha eZimbabwe senelise ukuthi umthetho lowa bese siwenza ube ngowethu ube khona uqine usekelo zombuso. Njalo ngibona ingani okunye okuqakathekileyo ukuthi umuntu nomuntu anelezono zakhe. Ngibona ingani ukuthi njalo eBhayibhelini ukuthi umuntu kufanele amelezono zakhe. So ungahamba uyodala icala elihambelana lokuhlukumeza omunye umuntu kuqakathekile ukuthi ume nesono sakho kungaba njalo abanye bazafunda kusuka konapho ukuthi abasoke benelise ukuvikelwa nguhulumende nxa besenza izinto ezingekho emthethweni.
Hayi bamba konapho ke siyakuzithi uthini. So she says it is hard for Zimbabwe to actually stop this kind of torture activities because the government, most government officials are the ones that are actually doing it. So she says if there is a law maybe that is binding that can actually ensure that people go to jail, maybe something can be stopped.
Regatende kune mumutereri va musikawana makadi ku South Africa.
Ndino sunura makadi ku munwa.
Aiwa isu tirinani tipe ofungwa dzenyu.
Aiwa ndinotendekezwa nokundipinza mutirongwa. Fungwa yangu yandi ndokumbirawo zvekumbobvunza mubvunzo kuna baba vamazinga na sister wedu Jesina Mukukao. Kuti patanga pati vanhu pavanga vachitarisa zuva iri kupembererwa kwaro vezvanopiwa vanga varipo here.
Pati zvatanzwa vanga vasipo.
Vanga vasipo. Saka maonero angu andinoita ndekuti zvinhu izvi mukiona vasingauyi panyaya dzakaita sedzidzidzi ndo vakari vemhosva hombe ndogona kupai muenzaniso wezvimwe zvinhu zvakaitika dunhu rezaka vakapisira vanhu muofisi vakapereramo vapedza kupisira vanhu muofisi vakapereramo vakabva vapuhwa matractors okunzi maita basa pakuti madistroya ofisi yemdc. Saka zvinhu zvakaita seizvi zvinenge zvichiitwa neami. Saka muchiona vanhu ava vachiita basa ndivo vanopuhwa mayunifomu okuenda kundorova vanhu vapedza kurova vanhu havasungwi havana zvavanoitwa but wemdc akangoona chitikitiki chaanoita inobvarata zinyaya rakakura steric kupfurikidza chi zvinoitwa nevavanenge vainavo. Saka mapato mazhinji uye nokukurudzira zvakaita vana baba vadhewa mazinga kana navamwe vakateerera nhoromondo dzinenge dzichiitika mukati menharaunda dzavanenge vari dzokutotswa nokuputsirwa misha nokupisirwa misha nokudzirwa fuma dei vachikwanisa kuti varekodhevo vakuru vakati sevamurivo pasi pane chii pane nyama zvinozoitwa murivo wesadza romundari kana kuti padoro vanobika nyama vesa pasi vesa mamurivo vamumwe asina zvakaita pamusoro kuti vanhu varirambe vochonya vanhu kuti weryai werya. Saka mukaona zvoita sezvii zvinhu zvavakuenda kundodi kundonaka asi zvinodawo marekodzi ekuti mangwana vazotibetserawo because vari kuti distroya fuma hatisi kufara nazvo. Vari kutiparadzira misha hatisi kufara zvenazvo vari kuparadza futi upenyu hwedu tine zvirema zvimwe zvakatorobwa mbabvu dzikasara dzakatobuda asi vanongorarama vakadaro zvichikonzerwa futi nechi nezanupf. Saka tinoti ikoko kuvakuru vakuru vezanupf vari kurambawo kubatana navamwe vanoziva kuti ivo ndivo vapari vemhosva dzacho sake vasingadi kudi kurega savari kuita uye kuramba vachienderera mberi kwavari kuita havasi kuziva kuti nyika kana kuti mwari uchatsamwa nerimwe ramakore zvinhu zvikashanduka kufanana negore rino ratakatarisira. Mwari wasvika pakutsamwa chokwadi chakuenda kundobuda pachena zvokuti ivo pachavo vachatozonyatsa kuona kuti vataita mhosva dziri dziya dzaka kukutizira hatichisi hatichisinya. Saka hamba dzinodikamwa pane vakateerera ngatigarei tichirekodha zviri kuitika munharaunda medu nokuti zviri kutirwadza tiri munyika medu totizirepi tikauya futi kuno vari kutiteerera because tine vamwe vanhu vari kutongonyangarika umwe achingomuka vakafa kuno.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamusikavani nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa zvinokudzwa munhu wacho.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tips you heard there from Mr. Msikawan, who is saying that all the incidents of torture violence must be recorded. you know, for future reference.
So we've got some messages on Facebook. As you know, out there, we're actually live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So there's one guy, Max Manyika, who says, anyone who defends ZANU-PF rule of terror is not pretending, but is a devil's advocate. And then we've got Max Manyika, who says, preach, brother Matewa Mavinga, preach. And then we've got Charles Makusiro, who says, I'm watching you from the United Arab Emirates. Mm-hmm. Keep it up, guys. Then we've got Babagalin Ndokuhle Nsingo, who says, you know, the ZANU-PF people are actually responsible for all the torture in Zimbabwe. If there is a change of government, for now, we'll forget, but I think people always want to revenge, but we don't encourage that. Then we've got Shem Power, who says, I'm watching you guys from Botswana. Then Faith Cutler says, we need justice. How do we get, we go about it? And then we've got Mahosi Last, who says, I'm watching you from Kempton Park. It's very clear. Thumbs up, guys. Then Max Manyika again says, torture is illegal, whether it works or not. Then we've got Justice Tumitai, who says, I'm watching you guys from Highfields, Harare in Zimbabwe. You know Highfields?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Lusaka? Count them. Lusaka?
Egypt.
Egypt and?
Kenan.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how they kept them. Egypt, Kenan, and what, you know? And then we've got Vusa Moyo, who says, Mr. Teoma Vinga, good balanced analysis as always, mm-hmm. commendable. And then let me get back to maybe Justina Mkoko if she's there.
No.
Kaja Ngazani, okay. Lukumegile. Kuto ke, abantu ba kuluma lapa ke, abanengi, iba kuluma besiti blessing. Iba tele zanu pia fili Ngazani. Denza konoku, ukuta abantu bikrime kethanyezo. So kuzo buya banyo sivili bati uti oma vinga, wenza ukuti ungutu kulumi kini sola. Kini sola kipayo, pati lingani balanced. Mtu wa tunga mtu balanced kwa vengunjani. Kuzo buya abantu abanyo njeo maksimanyika bati, ukuchaya kumbuka kilameza abantu, akuvunyelwa. Kumbe kuyasebenza, kumbe kusebenzi, hachi kuto akuvunyelwa. Ngansa sikangela njalo, kulo baba oti Faith Cutler, uti wakufuna gala yuka kuli, uti kulandele imteto etize. Ngansa sikangela ke website, United Nations, you know, ya kulumu kuti, ukatanyezo kwa bantu, kakuvunyelwa. Kumbe umuntu mkatameza, yetwa, kumbe baba nengi, kuonke konoku akuvunyelwa. Ipinde futhi kufake tisoba lukuti, ukuti uvalwe ukatanyezo kwa bantu, kumteto, kwe mazo onke chikelele.
Mm-hmm.
Njalo ke kutuwa uti loba kunjalo, United Nations iti loba kunjalo, abantu lobe lokebe katanyezwa, loba kule mteto njalo. Pinde futi siti, nga kukatanyezwa abantu, emazo na chieneyo. Kukaya zani loku kwenziwa ngukuti, okulumenda wa chieneyo. Pawe kuluma nguti siwenzi lukuti, mngalenu wetuwe pota, utalu right. So kuna kukye kukanya zani, iku kwenzi abantu, makatanyezwa kakulu. Pinde futi iti kula loku kutuwa, mwezi mbusazwe. Mm-hmm. Abantu bangindezela ngkhono kuti sikuchaya lutungela kwezombusazwe ngendlela ezingasizo.
Mm-hmm.
So kunjalo kwefu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, we are talking about torture as the world commemorates the victims of torture. Of course, it happens in developed countries and even developing nations such as Zimbabwe. But of course, the question is, does it work? Most analysts say it simply does not. It is just so inhumane. But others maintain that it does work to extract certain information. Of course, it's extreme, you know, if you want to extract information that way. Mm. And back to you, Mr. Mavinga. Many people, as you are hearing, are not very happy with what the government is doing to combat this issue of torture. But are human rights groups engaging the government to talk about this?
Absolutely. And repeatedly, we raise these issues and the demand of the government of Zimbabwe to sign on and ratify the Convention Against Torture. You will know that before the UN, United Nations Human Rights Council, Zimbabwe has appeared for universal periodic review. Local human rights groups led by Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Zimbabwe NGO Forum, and many others, and also international groups like ourselves, Human Rights Watch, we have said repeatedly that Zimbabwe should ratify the Convention Against Torture and should criminalize all torture offenses in its, in terms of its local laws. But this has not happened. And what is really saddening worse is that since 1980, really, the head of state, President Mugabe, and before that as Prime Minister, has over time repeatedly granted amnesty, which is to pardon or forgive in a blanket fashion all crimes, including political violence and crimes of torture. And we have said that this is a wrong precedent. It should not be happening that the president should be granting amnesty because it encourages impunity. We want accountability. We want justice. We want people to be punished. If you look at the cases, Blessing and Gibbs, that we have recorded, going back at the roll call of people who have been tortured, Job Scala, Gabriel Shumba, Justina Mkoko, Luke Tambornyoka, Ian McConney, Raymond Majongwe, and many others, they have said they know who the torturers are. They know what happened, but the state is not taking any action. And this is where we are saying that the state is culpable or is an accomplice in this crime of torture. So we continue to raise this issue. Groups like Christ in the Mobile Coalition have recorded Christ from Gurumonzi, which is a compendium of torture cases that took place in Gurumonzi and in Harare. One day there will be accountability and prosecution. But what we want is to encourage the government of Zimbabwe, Parliament, the opposition MPs in Parliament, to push for an independent mechanism for investigations into these issues of torture and crimes committed by state security agents, to push for the adoption of CAT, the Convention Against Torture, and to push for an implementation, a full implementation of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, so that citizens of Zimbabwe can begin to enjoy the fruits of their rights in the Constitution. At the moment, it is not happening. And the people who commit these crimes think that they can hide behind saying that they were given orders to beat people up or to torture. There is no excuse in terms of prosecution to say that I was sent by someone or that there were superior orders that were issued. That is not a defense against the use of torture. So this is what we have been pushing for, but our calls so far have been falling on deaf ears. The state has been reluctant to take up these issues, partly because of a false perception that they tend to benefit from the use of torture, because it is a way of intimidating the populace and striking fear in the hearts of many. But certainly, this is coming to an end, and there shall be accountability one of these days.
Thank you so much, Tom Mavinga. Stay on the line. Slow, Baba, Slow, Osekunga, and Lapa, Baba Slow, Kunjan.
Yabo, Ninjani.
Spill a cool one up on Baba Slow.
Yeah, you say, call the Ethiopian people.
Yeah, I would just Slow, Uti, Uatin, and also Lolo, all the victims of torture in Tosjan.
Yabo, Nina, into any to in the Napo, you know, they Yavantuana, Aves Golden. Mangabe mhlawumbe kukhona okusonakalayo mhlawumbe ngokukhona kwesikole njengoba school fees mhlawumbe behamba betshengisela emgwaqweni noma besola ngento le eyenzakalayo esikole mhlawumbe kukhuthula izimali zokubhadala isikolo. So lento le ayisiki ukuthi yinto engazigcina yenze umuntu aboshe abesentolongweni. Kuba kuya kuthetho umntwana wesikole mhlawumbe umuntu unomthetho wakhe i-right ngesilungu. Kuyamele umuntu ebe lelungelo ukuthi eyenze mhlawumbe ngento le eyabe ingafunakali. Then eyayiphatha amanzi ababethethe bengabona ukuthi into le ayifunakali sokubizwa ababhekane lalezo. Sokuhlale phansi kukhulunyiswane ukuthi abantu into enjengale ayifunakali. Sokubona ukuthi kuyehlelwa njani kusiza ebantwini because vele indawo noma lelizwe ihlelwa ngabantu, hhayi ngomuntu yena osesikhundleni. Uma ngabe mhlawumbe mina ngisesikhundleni abantu yibo abangifuna ngibe lapha, so kumele ngenze okufunwa yibo. Akumelanga ukuthi umthetho mhlawumbe uzenzele okwawo ukuthi mhlawumbe sekuboshwa umuntu sekuthawa abantwana sekuhlunyoza ngezinye indlela sekungasekho ukuthula mla abanye abazema bebheka into ezifana lezo akusayo izinto ezinhle ezidlekisayo ilizwe into kumele kuhlale nje phansi kuqophise nokukhulisa nokungabi khona lo muntu esebothwayo ngoba kwezinye indlela sesingawuthatha sithi mhlawumbe into zemaphathi zamaphathi ngezinye indlela mase sikube kanjalo
ye kodwa nxa sisikhangela-ke ukukhahlanyezwa kukazulu kwele Zimbabwe ukubona njani ukukhahlanyezwa kukazulu kumbe ngamapolisa kumbe ngamasosha kumbe kuyini
into le babunkomo yokukhahlanyezwa kwazulu wezwekazi lasezimbabwe ungayibheka kahle kahle isukela entweni zombangazo vele isiqokoqela sendaba ukuthi umuntu uyake kubheka ngaso eyazi ukuthi lomuntu mhlawumbe nge-MDC noma nge-ZANU-PF yena engekwelinye iphathi so lalomuntu uyake ngakuthandi khona lokhu sokusukela khona ungabheka kahle kahle elizweni laphana vele ma ngabe unge-MDC sesikhuluma iqiniso singasathayi nje-16pin awuhlali kahle uyahlukumezeka kakhulu ngoba abantu izimangabekwazisikana ngo-MDC bona bengakwa-ZANU-PF bawuhlukuluze ngoba vele uhulumende kahle kahle owe-ZANU-PF kahle kahle ungabheka izini lokuncindezeleka kwelizwe lizwe yethu umnotho wakithi uphansi kakhulu ngendlela abantu abazibonayo kodwa besesaba kunje ma singabona ukuthi uhulumende we-ZANU-PF uyahlukumeza izulu libhukithe mhlawumbe litoyitoyi litshengisele ukuthi asimfuni uhulumende lo liyabanjwa lithele ithegazi lithayo ukuthi alithule lingayenzenzi kodwa yinto evumakala ukuthi umuntu uma ngabe mhlawumbe esesihlalo lingasamfuni kulilungele ukuthi abantu betshengisele njemadolobheni ngoba bengamothi kodwa izakhiwo betshengisela nje ngezingoma becula nje bebonise ukuthi umuntu lo ayingasamfuni kube sekukhulela umuntu asuke kungene umuntu ofunwa ngabantu kuqhubekela kube ngqeka phambili ilizwe lihleli ngokuthula abantu elizweni kungabiye ukuthi sokuthana ngamakhanda kusasalisekanga kahle kodwa ngento eyalibheka yile ibone isenzakala ngoba vele ilizwe lilungiswa ngabantu nelilungiswe yithi so uma ngabe sizama ukuthi sakhe silungise sibe sithayo sesisesaba sokungezinda iy'ndlela zokuncindezela nkho ubona abantu bezokazakithi sebebaleka ezimbabwe sesiya kwabanye amazwe kunje thina kunje siyabe sibaleka sisiza ngapha ma siyakhona sizama ukuthi silungise siyethaya siyesaba sithawa ngabantu futhi abakubonayo ukuthi into abasithala wena i-right kurongo kodwa besesaba ngoba akwazi ukuthi sebeyisenzela izisu zabo ukuphethi belalele ndlela ngoba kwathi bathole sincane kuhulumende ukuthi linayo nifune likwenze lokho okufunda yini
hayi ukhulumile sibili baba sihlobo sibongele kakhulu ndoda
ngiyabonga baba unkomo
ye ngudube lapho ugibs ungathina lokusasa ba
okay hayi kuhle kakhulu
akulungile so that was Mr. Sihlobo he's in South Africa he's saying a lot of things here blessing you know he's raising the issue of school fees he says you know, the other torture that comes in is when children actually stage protests against school fee increases. So he says, no, 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 that should not be done. So there should be some amicable kind of discussions or, let me say, solutions to all those kind of problems. And he says the basis of all the kind of torture in Zimbabwe is mainly pegged on, you know, politics. He says nothing else, you know, because without politics, then there won't be any torture at all. And then he says people must be allowed to actually stage peaceful protests in public, as the constitution stipulates. And so he says a country must be ruled by the people and not by rulers, you know.
Yeah.
So it should be for the people, by the people, and, you know, let the people govern, according to him.
Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, yes, blessing.
But are they looking at the history of torture? Are there instances where torture is justified? Because if you go back, for example, to the Greek history, you find that, I mean, there was this debate that I think they called it deontological, something like that, and also the utilitarian way of looking at things that are there instances where it is justified to use torture. For example, if you are dealing with a terrorist who might harm thousands and thousands of people, can you torture that person in order to extract information? Is it justified?
I think that that proposition is really the subject of many action movies. But in reality, torture is never justified. Because it is illegal, it is criminal, it is against the law.
And in the long run, whatever perceived short-term gains, they are far outweighed by, in the long run, it's really counterproductive.
Mm-hmm.
What is needed is to have a system that respects fundamental values of humanity and works within the framework of the law or the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have in Zimbabwe is that, looking back at history as well, we have not had that.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a long history of the use of torture and a regime, a government that believes in torture. So if you go back, Blessing, if you read the book Gukura Wundi in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
which is really a recording of the torture in the early 80s, where thousands were detained without charge arbitrarily, and the vast majority of them suffered physical torture, and almost all of them suffered psychological torture. So we see that we have a system that believes that torture works when it does not work, and that repeatedly resorted to the use of torture to achieve political ends. So you would find that throughout the Gukurawundi period, repeatedly the head of state, then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe, would excuse torture, would justify the use of torture, saying that, well, it's difficult for us to distinguish, for example, between dissidents and civilians. And therefore, we had to resort to torture, but it was never justified.
Mm-hmm.
The same applies now to how the opposition leaders and activists are singled out and killed and some tortured on the baseless grounds that they want to effect regime change. And therefore, they are perceived to be sellouts or enemies of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, torture is then seen as justified, but it is not. It is a criminal offense. It is a violation of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. But the only thing that sustains it to this day is the tacit approval that it received from the highest offices in the land.
Mm, thank you so much, Gibbs.
Mr. Mavinga, do you have any programs that are aimed at actually conscientizing people about some of these issues concerning torture? And maybe we are talking about this particular day as people who live in urban areas, and those that are in rural areas know nothing about the day, Mr. Mavinga.
Yes, and we really appreciate Studio 7 giving us this platform to talk about torture, to raise awareness amongst the people, because Studio 7 has a wide reach across Zimbabwe. But beyond that, we also work very closely with our colleagues, human rights groups in Zimbabwe, to raise awareness about the rights that citizens have, and for them to know that it is illegal for torture to be used on them, and what steps they should take to report when that happens. But again, as I indicated earlier, we are also pushing for the government of Zimbabwe to implement Section 210 of the Constitution, which is an independent complaints mechanism against security forces who, in many cases, are implicated in cases of torture. So we are saying that we have the Constitution, but it's not implemented, and it therefore does not benefit our people. We have said, and we hope that local human rights groups and the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission will take this up, which is really to look at raising awareness and training security agents, including the police, on the laws, on the Constitution, on human rights, and on the dangers of torture, so that there is no excuse that the police can say that it's good law, that
Thank
torture
you.
Is criminal or an offense.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, human rights lawyer, and also Justina Mukoko, torture survivor and director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.